This morning I'm going to tell you the story of Christ that was written 600 to 800 years before it actually happened. The account that I'm going to read to you was written down between 600 and 800 years before it happened. If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to start in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13. I'm going to read through Isaiah chapter 53. Then I'm going to end up with Psalm chapter 22. The story of Jesus Christ before it actually happened. Starting in Isaiah 52, 13. Look, my servant will succeed. He will be elevated, lifted high, and greatly exalted. Just as many were horrified by the sight of you, he was so disfigured, he no longer looked like a man. His form was so marred, he no longer looked human. So now, he will startle many nations. Kings will be shocked by his exaltation, for they will witness something unannounced to them, and they will understand something they had not heard about. Who would have believed what we just heard? When was the Lord's power revealed through him? He sprouted up like a twig before God, like a root out of parched soil. He had no stately form or majesty that might catch our attention. No special appearance that we should want to follow him. He was despised and rejected by people. One who experienced pain and was acquainted with illness. People hid their faces from him. He was despised and we considered him insignificant. But he lifted up our illnesses. He carried our pain even though we thought he was being punished. Attacked by God and afflicted for something he had done. He was wounded because of our rebellious deeds, crushed because of our sins. He endured punishment that made us well. Because of his wounds, we have been healed. All of us had wandered off like sheep. Each of us had strayed off on his own path, but the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack him. He was treated harshly and afflicted, but he did not even open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughtering block, like a sheep silent before her shearers, he did not even open his mouth. He was led away after an unjust trial, but who even cared? Indeed, he was cut off from the land of the living because of rebellion of his own people. He was wounded. They intended to bury him with criminals, but he ended up in a rich man's tomb. Because he had committed no violent deeds, nor had he spoken deceitfully. Though the Lord desired to crush him and make him ill, once restitution is made, he will see descendants and enjoy a long life. And the Lord's purpose will be accomplished through him. Having suffered, he will reflect on his work. He will be satisfied when he understands what he has done. My servant will acquit many, for he carried their sins. So I will assign him a portion with the multitudes. He will divide the spoils of victory with powerful, because he willingly submitted to death and was numbered with the rebels. When he lifted up the sin of many and intervened on behalf of the rebels. Psalm chapter 22, starting in verse 1. My God, why have you abandoned me? I groan in prayer, but my help seems far away. My God, I cry out during the day, but you do not answer. And during the night, my prayers do not let up. You are holy. You sit as king, receiving the praises of Israel. In you, our ancestors trusted. They trusted in you and you rescued them. To you they cried out and they were saved. In you they trusted and they were not disappointed. But I am a worm, not a man. People insult me and despise me. All who see me taunt me. They mock me and shake their heads. They say, commit yourself to the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let the Lord deliver him, for he delights in him. Yes, you are the one who brought me out from the womb and made me feel secure on my mother's breasts. I have been dependent on you since birth. From the time I came out of my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not remain far from me, for trouble is near and I have no one to help me. Many bulls surround me, powerful bulls of Bashan hem me in. They open their mouths to devour me like a roaring lion that rips its prey. My strength drains away like water. All my bones are dislocated. My heart is like wax. It melts away inside me. The roof of my mouth is as dry as a piece of pottery. My tongue sticks to my gums. You set me in the dust of the earth of death. Yes, wild dogs surround me. A gang of evil men crowd around me like a lion. They pin my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. My enemies are gloating over me in triumph. They are dividing up my clothes among themselves. They are rolling dice for my garments. But you, O Lord, do not remain far from me. You are my source of strength. Hurry and help me. Deliver me from the sword. Save my life from the claws of the wild dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my countrymen. In the middle of the assembly, I will praise you. You loyal followers of the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. All you descendants of Israel, stand in awe of him. For he did not despise or detest the suffering of the oppressed. He did not ignore him. When he cried out to him, he responded. You are the reason I offer praise in the great assembly. I will fulfill my promises before the Lord's loyal followers. Let the oppressed eat and be filled. Let those who seek his help praise the Lord. May you live forever. Let all the people of the earth acknowledge the Lord and turn to him. Let all the nations worship you. For the Lord is a king and rules over the nations. For all the thriving peoples of the earth will join the celebration and worship. All those who are descending into the grave will bow before him, including those who cannot preserve their lives. A whole generation will serve him. They will tell the next generation about the Lord. They will come and tell about his saving deeds. They will tell a future generation what he has accomplished. He fulfilled all of this. And now he sits at the right hand of God, the Father, and rules as our king over his kingdom. We now eat this meal as a memorial to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, as we look back at this time to remember what Jesus did for us, what you did for us by sending him to redeem us from our sins, by giving us this opportunity through him to be with you in heaven. As we recall this account that was written so many years before it actually happened, and then we read the account of the eyewitnesses and see that it happened exactly as was predicted, we know that he was the Messiah. We know that he was your son and is your son. As he sits at your right hand now as the king over this kingdom, his church, we thank you, Father, so very much for this opportunity to remember him in the way that he asked us to. As we partake of this bread representing his body and the juice that represents the blood that was shed for many for the redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you so very, very much, Father, for this opportunity as we remember him now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.